This is Day to Day from NPR News. I'm Alex Chadwick. NASCAR racing fans get their first playoffs this year, thanks to our rules change for the NASCAR Championship and Nextel Cup. Sports fan and Day to Day contributor Scott Kuehler says, yippee.
A championship is good. A championship is exciting. A championship, after all, is the point. But you know what's even better than a championship? Playoffs. Think of the NCAA basketball tournament. The championship is in April, but what we love is the weeks leading up to it. March Madness. Same for football. The Super Bowl is often a dud, but for 3 weeks before that, we're treated to wildly exciting games before frenzied fans. The thing is, there's only one champion. But with playoffs, just making the postseason is a small championship in itself. Consider the scene at a small college that makes the NCAAs, or the fans at an airport welcoming home a pro team winning a surprising wild card slot. For many, making the playoffs is as much of a championship as they get, and it's enough. In football, I root for the Cleveland Browns, for example, and for 40 years, a few playoff berths has been as good as it gets, and I'm grateful for them. So I like playoffs. Playoffs spread the joy. Which brings me to NASCAR. Throughout its history, NASCAR has had a simple cumulative points system, which meant that by the last quarter of the season, two or three guys at best were racing for the title. This year, NASCAR is trying something new. With 10 races to go, NASCAR gave the 10 best teams a heap of points to separate them from the pack. They're now bunched up at the front and racing to the end. After only a couple races, let me tell you, NASCAR playoffs work. 43 cars race for the win, but only the top 10 are racing for the series championship. The racing is tough, the competition fierce, tempers high. It's glorious. Best of all, with playoffs, you get the chance to choose an underdog. For me, that's Mark Martin, who's never won a championship. When he was regularly winning races, I even had a special dance I used to do in front of a friend who rooted for perennial champ Jeff Gordon. With a dozen races to go, Martin was floating around 12th. But because of the new system, I got a chance to root like crazy as Martin made a push for the top 10. I watched the final regular season race on a Saturday night, hooting and shrieking as not only did Martin make the playoffs, but drivers wrestled for places 8 through 14 all night long. Afterwards, the telecast jumped from team to team, interviewing guys who just sneaked in off the bubble and past champions who'd missed the cut. It was great TV and great sports. Sure, some drivers and fans will talk about the cheapening of the cup if an underdog like Martin wins instead of one of the usual suspects like Jeff Gordon. But nobody cried foul when Tiny Villanova won the NCAAs or when the wildcard Baltimore Ravens won the Super Bowl. The idea is to make the playoffs, then get hot. So I'll enjoy these playoffs. Maybe I'll even dust off the Mark Martin dance. And if things don't work out for Mark, well, there's always the Cleveland Browns.
Day-to-day contributing writer Scott Kuehler watches NASCAR in North Carolina.